KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Harlan Community Athletic Department is picking up a big check. Former Cyclone Billy Cundiff and his wife Nicole have donated $5,000 to the athletic department. The NFL has a program that when a player donates money back to their school, the NFL team and the NFL will also match that $5,000. That makes it a $10,000 contribution to the school. Of course, Cundiff is a place kicker for the Baltimore Ravens. Billy graduated from Harlan Community in 1998 and was an all-stater in football and basketball for the Cyclones before going on to be the place kicker at Drake University. He moved into the NFL with the Cowboys and has been with several teams, recently signing a big contract with the Baltimore Ravens. Athletic Director Mitch Osborne at Harlan said they're very thankful and appreciative of Billy and Nicole's donation, which after consulting with Billy, they've decided to apply it toward buying some needed new weight equipment. That way it'll have the biggest impact on all student-athletes and students at the Harlan Community Schools. In college football news, the LSU's Heisman Trophy finalist Tyrann Mathieu and his teammate Morris Claiborne are All-Americans. It's the first time since the AP began selecting both an offensive and defensive squad in 1964 that one school has a pair of cornerbacks on the first team. They're joined on the select squad by Heisman Trophy winning quarterback Robert Griffin III of Baylor and running back finalists Monty Ball of Wisconsin and Trent Richardson of Alabama. The second-ranked Crimson Tide had the most first-teamers with four. Heisman runner-up Andrew Luck from Stanford was the second-team quarterback. He's expected to be the number one pick in next year's NFL draft. Well, Fresno State has hired Texas A&M interim coach Tim DeReiter to replace the fired Pat Hill as head coach. DeReiter will start his new job after coaching the Aggies at the Meineke Car Care Bowl December 31st against Northwestern. DeReiter had spent the past two seasons as defensive coordinator at Texas A&M before getting the interim job when Mike Sherman was fired earlier this month. In other college coaching news, Pittsburgh football coach Todd Graham is leaving to take the same position at Arizona State. He's replacing Dennis Erickson, who was fired following a 6-6 regular season in which the Sun Devils dropped their final four games. Auburn offensive coordinator Gus Malzahn is the new football coach at Arkansas State. Hugh Freeze left the Red Wolves last week to become the new coach at Mississippi. Arkansas State is 10-2. They'll play Northern Illinois in the GoDaddy.com Bowl on January 8th. To the NFL now, where CBS, Fox, and NBC renewed their NFL contracts for 9 years through the 2022 season, with average rights fees from the three networks increasing by an average of 7% annually. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell called the free TV deal great for fans as it increases the total revenue take from the current $1.93 billion per year to $3.1 billion by 2022. Earlier this season, the NFL and ESPN reached an 8-year extension to keep Monday Night Football on the cable channel through the 2021 season, increasing the rights fee from $1.1 to $1.9 billion annually. The new contracts also will allow NFL Network to expand the number of Thursday night games it airs beginning next year. The current schedule includes 8 games during the second half of the season. NBC Sports Group Chairman Mark Lazarus called the NFL incredibly powerful programming. Well, upon further review, Browns president Mike Holmgren says the team did not check Colt McCoy for a concussion after the second-year quarterback came to the sidelines following a helmet-to-helmet hit by Pittsburgh's James Harrison last Thursday night. The team previously said that they had maintained proper protocol after the hit. Holmgren says trainers did not see the hit and did not realize the impact because they were treating other players. McCoy was sent home with a headache Wednesday, and Holmgren says the team is following protocol to treat him. In other news from around the NFL, the Dallas Cowboys placed John Kitna on injured reserve. That ends the quarterback's 15th NFL season and possibly his career. Stephen Magee is now Tony Romo's backup. The Jacksonville Jaguars have been sold to Shahid Khan, giving the NFL its first minority owner. The sale from franchise founder Wayne Weaver to the Pakistani-born Khan was unanimously approved by fellow NFL team owners at a meeting. That deal reportedly is for $760 million. Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger watched practice while resting the sprained ankle that he sustained in last Thursday's win over Cleveland. Peyton Manning has started throwing the football again as Colts coach Jim Caldwell says his star quarterback is throwing the ball as part of his rehabilitation from his third neck surgery in 19 months. Detroit Lions defensive tackle Ndamukong Suh was at practice Wednesday, 2 days after being eligible to return from a suspension. The NFL forced the reigning defensive rookie of the year to sit out of 2 games for stepping on the arm of a Green Bay Packers offensive lineman during a loss on Thanksgiving Day. 2 days after replacing fired Chiefs coach Todd Haley on an interim basis, Romeo Crennel is changing quarterbacks. Kyle Orton gets the nod over Tyler Palko unless an injured finger on his throwing hand prevents him from playing against undefeated Green Bay. Palko led Kansas City to only 2 touchdowns in 4 games since he took over for the injured Matt Castle. Texans first-year defensive coordinator Wade Phillips is taking a medical leave. He's undergoing a surgical procedure to resolve a kidney condition. He's expected to be away from the team for a week to 10 days. Linebackers coach Reggie Herring will run the defense for Houston in his absence. On to basketball now. In the top 25 last night, Deshaun Thomas scored 23 points as number 2 Ohio State welcomed back their star forward Jared Sullinger in an 82-58 win over South Carolina Upstate. The 9-1 Buckeyes were effective, if not overwhelming, in rebounding from a 78-67 loss at number 13 Kansas on Saturday. Sullinger had missed Ohio State's last 2 games with an injury. He received polite applause when he entered the game at the 14:37 mark of the first half. He took his time getting into the pace of the game, finishing with 12 points and 10 rebounds. In the only other top 25 game last night, Pierre Jackson scored 13 points to lead a balanced scoring attack and had consecutive assists on slam dunks to help put number 6 Baylor ahead to stay in a 69-42 win over Bethune-Cookman. In NBA news, Chris Paul is going to Los Angeles, this time, though, with the blessing of NBA Commissioner David Stern. The Hornets have traded Paul to the Los Angeles Clippers for guard Eric Gordon, forward Al-Farouq Aminu, center Chris Kaman, and a first-round draft choice. Stern approved the trade on behalf of the league-owned Hornets. Last week, Stern vetoed a proposed trade that would have sent Paul to the Lakers. The 26-year-old Paul is a 4-time All-Star who averaged 18.7 points, 9.8 assists last season. Gordon, who turns 23 on Christmas Day, averaged 22.3 points last season. The 6'9 Aminu is a second-year pro. The Cavaliers have waived veteran point guard Baron Davis using the NBA's new amnesty clause. That helps them clear space under the salary cap. Former Dallas Mavericks backup guard J.J. Barea is ready to team up with Ricky Rubio and add a little spice to the Minnesota Timberwolves backcourt as he signed his 4-year contract with the Wolves. The L.A. Lakers have signed free agent forward Josh McRoberts to a 2-year contract. The 4-year NBA veteran spent the past 3 seasons with the Indiana Pacers. Don't be surprised if Orlando superstar Dwight Howard stays with the Magic for a while. Magic GM Otis Smith says the team's goal remains to keep Howard in a Magic uniform as long as they possibly can, and that the trade talks could go on to the end of the season. The Memphis Grizzlies have signed center Mark Gasol to a new contract, keeping intact the core of a team that made the Western Conference semifinals last spring. Veteran guard Richard Hamilton has signed with the Chicago Bulls, joining MVP Derrick Rose in what figures to be a pretty deep backcourt. In the NHL last night, Boston beat Ottawa 5-2. Chicago in a shootout, a 4-3 winner over Minnesota in a battle of the top 2 teams in the Western Conference, while Anaheim beat Phoenix by a score of 4-1 on the ice. In baseball news, the St. Louis Cardinals finalized a 2-year, $14 million free agent deal with shortstop Rafael Furcal, a trade deadline pickup who helped them in their run to the World Series title. That deal was completed Wednesday after the 34-year-old Furcal passed a physical. He gets salaries of $6 million next year, $7 million in 2013, and a $1 million signing bonus. Furcal batted .255 with St. Louis, solidifying the defense along with the leadoff slot. He turned 36 double plays. That's the most among National League shortstops in the final 2 months. The Cardinals moved to retain Furcal after star slugger Albert Pujols signed with the Los Angeles Angels, freeing up some payroll. They had been considering giving prospect Tyler Green a shot at regular duty. The National League Central champion Brewers have finalized a $36 million 3-year deal with free agent Aramis Ramirez. The 33-year-old third baseman played the last 8-plus seasons with the division rival Cubs. He batted .306 with 26 homers and 93 RBIs over 149 games last season. Ramirez's power should help the Brewers make up for the anticipated loss of first baseman Prince Fielder through free agency. Milwaukee also may be without National League MVP Ryan Braun for the first 50 games of next season if he loses his appeal for testing positive for a banned substance. The Oakland Athletics have agreed to a $3.35 million 1-year deal with arbitration-eligible pitcher Dallas Braden. He's a 28-year-old left-hander. The Boston Red Sox have acquired closer Mark Melanson from the Houston Astros for infielder Jed Lowry and right-hander Kyle Wyland. That deal brings the Red Sox a potential replacement for closer Jonathan Papelbon, who signed as a free agent with the Phillies. Melanson is a 26-year-old righty who had 20 saves last season with an 8-4 record and a .278 ERA. Arizona Diamondbacks reached agreement on a one-year, $1.75 million contract with 41-year-old right-hander Takashi Saito. The former All-Star went 4-2 with a 2.03 ERA in 30 relief appearances for Milwaukee last season. In racing news, IndyCar officials plan to announce today their initial findings from their investigation into Dan Weldon's fatal accident. Weldon was killed in the opening laps of the October 16th season finale at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. The two-time Indianapolis 500 winner was involved in a 15-car accident, and his car sailed into the catch fence. The report is scheduled to be presented at Indianapolis Motor Speedway today. It will likely show that a combination of factors led to Weldon's death. The NCAA plans to give athletes a $2,000 stipend. Well, that might be in trouble. 97 schools have signed a petition asking the NCAA board to reconsider legislation passed in October to provide an additional $2,000 toward the full cost of attendance. If the number of schools reaches 125 by December 26th, the legislation will be suspended. There could be chaos for next year's recruits. David Burst, the Division I Vice President for Governance, says roughly 1,000 players have already signed letters of intent, and many expected to get the extra money. Burst says those promises will be honored, but depending upon the board's January actions, Burst says it is possible that any new signees would not have access to the $2,000 stipend. And we'll have some high school basketball for you tonight here on KJAN, a Thursday night special for you, as Chris and I will be in Avoca tonight as AHST will host Walnut in a girl-boy basketball doubleheader. You can catch all the action live tonight here on KJAN and on KJAN.com. We'll get it underway just before 6:15. That's when the girls' game tips off. Boys' game will follow tonight. That's Walnut at AHST live this evening here on the radio. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.